Hey there, everybody. On this episode of Baseball Barbacast, we will be talking about Willie Mays, who sadly passed away on Tuesday at the age of 93. Hello and welcome to Baseball Barbacast. Jake Mintz, Jordan Schusterman, here in Phoenix, Arizona, on site at the MLB Draft Combine. But we needed to do a little emergency podcast because about an hour ago, it was announced by the San Francisco Giants that Willie Mays, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, passed away at the age of 93. It is not a shocking loss for our game. I mean, when anybody is 93 years old, it is on the table, but it is an immeasurable one. His legacy is significant beyond all compare. And on this episode, we are going to give Willie, his career, his life, as much due as we can within, you know, these podcast walls.
It is an overwhelming loss.
Yeah.
It is one that we cannot begin to do justice
remotely,
in any podcast setting, not just because it's any podcast is going to capture the importance of Willie Mays, but you know, who are we to tell you how important this person was? However, as Jake mentioned, you know, we are here in Phoenix. We've been recording stuff all day. We even recorded a podcast with a bunch of Draft Combine stuff. We talked about the game that's happening later this week at Rickwood Field, which, of course, now takes on even greater meaning, which we can kind of get into at the end of this conversation. But you know,
we finished the pod, we turned on our phones.
And there you go. And
hit.
So that this is the kind of news that you stop everything and you give it the space and then the time that it deserves. And it deserves far more time and space than we can give it. But it certainly was worthy of taking a pause and pushing back everything we've already done and at least, you know, taking some time to talk about this very special person.
Yeah. And I think that's what I want to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Willie Mays is a correct answer to who is the greatest baseball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really matter
mm-hmm.
unless it is impacting people. Mm-hmm. And I think what is significant about Willie Mays is the sheer number of human beings, particularly Americans, right,
mm-hmm.
who were touched, influenced, their love of baseball richened their appreciation of life, enhanced by being present to see Willie Mays play baseball or to experience in person something that you and I, as people born in 1995, obviously never got to do.
Yeah.
And I think that when we talk about the greatest of anything, that is the impact of it. Because, yes, Willie Mays was as good at this craft, at this dumb game, as anybody who has ever been on Earth. But what kind of takes Willie Mays into legend icon status, both words that we and other people throw around willy-nilly, like that's it's the impact, right? It's the lasting impact.
Yeah, and it's just he's on that level where when he's the oldest living Hall of Famer. And that is a title he's held for a little bit now. And I would just say that but he's the oldest living Hall of Famer, but he's in the inner circle of just baseball humans to ever walk the earth. And so for us, when you learned about Willie Mays for the first time, but then to still have Willie Mays pop up here and there and make an appearance at a major league event, and just to understand what that person meant decades and decades ago, and then can still make this impact to players who are playing now that understand that he's when he is around what that means, and that someone who means so much more to the history of baseball that person still being alive is so lucky. Like even though we experienced a fraction of that
when he showed up to Barry Bonds's uniform retirement ceremony on the field in
mm-hmm.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 2021 or 2022, mm-hmm. they did it. And like, just that's Willie Mays on my phone.
Right. That's a good,
across the country in 2022. Mm-hmm. states away in crystal clear picture. Mm-hmm. Like, even that, to overlap with someone who carried such heft and played with such grace, is amazing. When, again, I don't want to just copy and paste Wikipedia here, but mm-hmm. when you open the Wikipedia page for Willie Mays, we all know the nickname, the Say Hey Kid. Apparently, he was also referred to as the iconic man. The iconic man.
When you play 23 major league seasons and, you know, you hit that many home runs and you make more All-Star games than seasons that you played in, you're going to have a lot of nicknames.
Yeah.
And you mentioned, it's funny, you thought that the Willie Mays or the Barry Bonds retirement was 2018.
2018.
Yeah, so I feel like, again, but again, that's I know you mentioned it felt like more recent, but that, I agree. That moment, you know, when he shows up in San Francisco, of course, his connection to Barry Bonds, his connection to everything, right? And that's the thing. When you have someone that is 93, when you have someone that was playing in the Negro Leagues, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, and then goes on to have one of the great major league careers of all time, he can just mean so much to so many people. Just by existing, right? And obviously that legacy will carry on, but that's why I say that, you know, the fact that I even got to you mentioned, right? The fact that he got to be, you know, putting out statements and appearing in videos, even if he wasn't appearing in public and actually getting to travel around. And we'll talk about, of course, the timing of this with this special game that's happening later this week at Rickwood. It's just so kind of unbelievable. But yeah, man, it's really overwhelming. And with players like this, you know, when we go through the experience of learning about them, you can just pick a tiny, tiny, tiny thing and spend all day learning about it.
Right. The numbers are...
If you just want to talk about Willie Mays, the ball player, and the stats, and you want to look in the beer and be like, oh my God, he led the league in walks when he was 40?
Well, that's the thing. We talked about this, I think, on a recent pod over the winter. It was like, he led the league in walks. He had a .425 on base percentage when he was 40.
Right.
You could write 2,000 words on that.
Right. And that is point oh 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 oh, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, 1% of what is important about Willie Mays. And so when you have a career of that, you just look at those 23 seasons. You look at the life up until he debuts. He appears with the Birmingham Black Barons, you know, as a 17-year-old. That season by itself.
Right.
You know, those games that he plays in that summer, we'll talk about that a little bit later. To the end with the Mets, his experience in New York to San Francisco and what he means to one franchise in two different cities and all the stories that go to that. I know you live in Harlem now, right? Willie Mays' name is just like hanging out. There are not a lot of baseball players' names that are just like on that building and on that street sign and on that park and everything.
And that's, of course,
he only played 6 years, the 7 years at the beginning of his career, and then, of course, he comes back at the end.
Right.
You just think about, of course, what it means to these other cities. Who are we to tell you? I mean, this is someone that we can't even begin to grasp, but hopefully our level of, like I said, that word, overwhelmed, to try and get our arms around what this human means, let alone this baseball player, is
it's
challenging.
Overwhelming is such a good word for it, because, I mean, so we're nerds. Mm-hmm. When we consume anything about baseball, the numbers are involved.
Yeah.
And when you pull up his stats, they are overwhelming to look at. It is 23 seasons. He has a career .301 batting average, a career .940 OPS. A career .940 OPS.
Yeah, I mean, listen, playing 23 runs, seasons, like playing in 23 seasons of baseball is just so
in and of
ridiculous
itself.
Now.
But to have a .940 OPS over 23 seasons of playing.
Yeah. Again, like,
excuse me.
There's just, it is just, no matter where you turn, and that's what now we're going to see. This is the, again, we learned about this an hour ago. And I think now as
the numbers are overwhelming. Sure. 156 career WAR is preposterous.
Yeah, decent.
But to know that those numbers match up with the stories is, to me, the beauty of examining history in any form, but in our wheelhouse baseball, that it does kind of connect, that it does make sense, that the things people thought about this person were borne out in the numbers, and the numbers reinforce the stories.
Yeah. So I think the other important thing we need to hit here, and again, we could gawk at his career numbers, we could just marvel at the path he took to get there and the so many parts about it, but the timing here is pretty pretty tough to really wrap my mind around. And, you know, when we recorded earlier, we we talked about Willie Mays because we mentioned the fact that on Thursday, MLB is hosting a Major League Baseball game at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, where Willie Mays played his first ever home professional baseball game in 1948. And we got this news. Of course, this is something that's been in the works for a while as MLB has looked for ways to highlight the history of the Negro Leagues. And this is an incredible way to do that. And it would have been regardless of this timing. But, you know, earlier this week, of course, the obvious question would be, all right, well, we understand Willie is 93 and we haven't seen him make many public appearances recently, but the hope would be that Willie Mays would be able to attend this event later this week at Rickwood Field. And the Giants put out a statement just a couple days ago from Willie Mays about how he was not able to go. And I just wanted to read this statement because it's a pretty amazing glimpse into what Rickwood Field means to Willie Mays. It's a pretty amazing glimpse into how Willie Mays thinks about baseball in 2024. And so I'm just going to read the statement from Willie Mays just to kind of set this up, because this is only the beginning of what's going to be forever. Of course, we'll be honoring him, but what we will see on Thursday, I'm sure on Thursday night. So I'm just going to read this from Willie Mays. This is from a couple days ago. Quote, "I wish I could come out to Rickwood Field this week to be with you all and enjoy that field with my friends. Rickwood's been part of my life for all of my life, since I was a kid. It was just around the corner there from Fairfield, and it felt like it had been there forever, like a church. The first big thing I ever put my mind to was to play at Rickwood Field. It wasn't a dream, it was something I was going to do. I was going to work hard to be one of the Birmingham Black Barons and play ball at Rickwood Field. That's what I did. It was my start, my first job. You never forget that. Rickwood Field is where I played my first home game, and playing there was it, everything I wanted. I'd like to be there, but I don't move as well as I used to, so I'm going to watch from my home. But it will be good to see that. I'm glad that the Giants, Cardinals, and MLB are doing this, letting everyone get to see pro ball at Rickwood Field. Good to remind people of all the great ball that has been played there and all the players. All these years, and it is still here. So am I. How about that?"
Wow, that's crazy.
And that is again, a statement that, honestly, again, I know this is just a statement that he released through the Giants, but those words those words gave me chills 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And all those years,
yeah.
And it is still here. True. We are talking about the oldest ballpark in America. You know, this is a ballpark that was built and opened before Fenway Park. And now we will see Major League Baseball played there in 2024. And that is very special. And now this timing of it is really astonishing.
I mean, 13-minute drive from Willie Mays' hometown mm-hmm. to Rickwood Field.
Yep.
13-minute drive. And that idea that he talks about, like Rickwood as this church, as this almost immovable object that in think about this, right? In Willie Mays' mind, Rickwood had always been there. Yes. In Willie Mays' mind, he's born in 1931. Like, for him, this is the place beyond all compare.
And to that point, that's what really sticks with me, right? Is all he wanted to do was to play at Rickwood Field. And he did it at 17. And at that point, so he was I'm like, out. I did it. I won. I'm a 17-year-old playing at Rickwood Field.
Yeah.
He would have been like, I've made it. I've done my dream. And instead, you know, he becomes one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Maybe the greatest.
Yeah.
And so this week was already very much about Willie Mays. It was already on Thursday, we would have had a ton of Willie Mays content, even if he wasn't going to be there. So much Willie Mays memories. And we've already seen that. Some of the reporting, some of the interviews with the former players, teammates, Birmingham Black Barons who played at that ballpark at that time. And now we'll just get that, you know, times a million, and it is deserved, and it will continue to be overwhelming. It will continue to be very special. And we are just at the kind of the beginning of the collective grieving process. Although, you know, I will say, as we will see, this is going to be a situation where everyone has a Willie Mays story, right?
Oh yeah.
People, okay. We don't have the pleasure of honor of being Willie Mays' presence, but baseball people from so many generations are going to have Willie Mays' stories that are very personal to them. And I am looking forward to hearing those stories and reading those stories. That's kind of all I got on this right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, you mentioned living in Uptown New York where the Polo Grounds was for so many years, and having, you know, a geographic appreciation for Willie Mays and how small his life was at that time to give a sense for people. Like, there's a great video that the New York Times did over a decade ago called Willie Mays' Harlem. And it's about him playing stickball before games with kids on the street. And then he would wrap it up and just walk on over to the Polo Grounds. And what is amazing about that is you look at like the proximity of it and like how far away it is. And it's like 20 steps. Like, he could see the Polo Grounds from where he was. He would walk outside. He would just play stickball, and then he would go in. And the idea of that, there's just this romance to it, right? That he was so accessible. He was so personable. And he meant so much to so many people. And that is the essence of living.
Sure.
At the end of the day, I mean, Jackie Robinson said it's the impact you have on other people's lives, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the lives we lead. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, our thoughts go out to the whole Mays family. Our thoughts go out to the San Francisco Giants. Our thoughts go out to all the people who cared about Willie Mays personally mm-hmm. or impersonally, no. right? Whether you knew him from close or from afar, whether you knew him intimately or, you know, the way that you and I did. Mm-hmm. And I still feel lucky that we have this remote appreciation for what was a true giant, a true titan, mm-hmm. a true icon of our beautiful sport. So those are our thoughts on Willie Mays. Mm-hmm. We will be releasing a podcast that we already recorded. You'll hear that later this week about the MLB Combine and you know, everything that's been going on here. But we wanted to kind of give Willie Mays the space, the importance that he deserved. The game, like Jordan mentioned, celebrating the Negro Leagues, celebrating black baseball, of which Willie Mays was, you think he's important for baseball. I mean, for black baseball and the impact that he had on so many young black players mm-hmm. to start careers, and on young black fans who saw him on TV, and that is a true inspiration.
Yeah.
This game on Thursday will hold really, really deep meaning. So we, as two gringos born in 1995 who, you know, maybe are not as connected to Willie Mays, but we have a baseball podcast, we would encourage all of you, watch the game on Thursday, learn about him, read about him, mm-hmm. let Willie Mays mean something to you mm-hmm. over these next couple of days.
As Jake mentioned, we will have some of our Combine stuff coming out later this week. We will have a podcast on Friday, have a little bit more of a timely reaction to that game at Rickwood Field. But until then, rest in peace, Willie Mays, 93, one of the greatest to ever do it and one of the most important people in American history. Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you all very soon.